There you go. See, I'm just going to ask this on the air, which is probably something I should ask off the air. But, you know,
well, I just got very nervous.
Yeah, no. Who did the play-by-play of the soccer game? Do you know? A&M in Nebraska. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Because they just did an outstanding job, and I just don't know who it was. I just happened to tune over on HD3 yesterday and heard the end of that. So, yeah, good for them. I just wondered who it was. Anyhow,
well,
so.
Well, I'm glad you know. You weren't going to say that they really suck.
No, it was really good. Right. No, and soccer on the radio is not easy necessarily to make it entertaining because after all,
Well, I knew Matt Simon used to do it. And he did a good job when he was doing it, but it wasn't Matt.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened?
He can't do it. He can't do it anymore. Yeah. So
what happened to this mallet guy? I mean, he was doing just fine for 3.5 quarters, and then I don't know something.
Oh well, don't worry. He'll do fine a week from Saturday.
Hello.
His name is David Ellis. He's a professor at A&M.
Really? Okay, thank you. Okay, all right. Well, David Ellis, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Anyways, it was a good call. We have a report, unconfirmed, but we have a report. There's an accident on Highway 30 just before Roane's Prairie, about a mile before Roane's Prairie. It's got Highway 30 shut down near County Road 226, if you're familiar with that area. And just want to let you know, might want to take an alternate route.
I'll make a call.
Check on that. Okay. In the meantime, Abbott, if you have little kiddos, if you have babies, Abbott Laboratories recalling infant formula Similac powder, certain lines of Similac powder in plastic containers. You need to just go to the Similac website, but they have found may contain small beetles or larvae. That's not good. Anyhow, that's so if you're feeding your little ones Similac powder, go to their website. Hyundai Motor Company recalling 140,000 cars because of a safety issue involving steering. The recall involves Sonata sedans built between December 2009 and September 2010. And luxury car maker Bentley.
Before you jump into that?
Yes.
Confirmed. Highway 30 is blocked. We don't know both directions. Can't confirm if both directions are blocked, but certainly Highway 30 is blocked because PHI is landing.
Okay,
so.
And if you have enough time, obviously, now. That's why I want to thank the caller again for letting
us know. Most
definitely. If you're headed on 30, if that's how you get to and from, maybe Sam or something like that. Okay, luxury car builder Bentley recalling hundreds of cars over fears that the flying bee hood ornament could impale pedestrians. Well, wouldn't it be easier just to tell the Bentley drivers not to run into people? I mean,
I would think so.
I'm just, golly. All right. It was kind of a stylish looking vehicle with that flying bee there. The commissioner of a rural Georgia county, which is losing 550 street signs a year to thieves, has come up with an unusual solution to stop the thefts. Make the names more boring on the roads. McIntosh County Commissioner Mark Douglas serves a rural county about 60 miles south of Savannah and says signs marking Green Acres, Boone's Farm, and Mary Jane Lane stolen frequently. Says we need to go to something like Frank and Mary Street or something like that.
Hmm.
And these people in Massachusetts are different. Drivers annoyed by parking tickets in Cambridge, Massachusetts, now can get a little bit of relief. Cambridge, of course, the home of Harvard and MIT. Parking enforcement officers hand out 340,000 tickets a year. And so Susan Klippinger, who is the city's transportation chief, came up with a brilliant idea that as they mailed the ticket, or they put the envelopes in the tickets to mail back the $25 fines, they commissioned an artist to draw yoga positions on the envelopes so that people would not be so angry. After they got their parking ticket, if they just used the yoga position, then maybe they'd be happier as they wrote their $25 checks.
Oh, right.
Okay, that'd be... They're different than we are there in Massachusetts.
I think we've known that for a while.
Any number of ways. Did we have the fastest baseball pitch ever? Have you heard about this?
Someone was asking about. Someone asked me about that yesterday, and I knew nothing of it. So by all means, if you have it.
Is Randy Johnson mad?
No, Aroldis Chapman.
Huh. Aroldis?
A-R-O-L-D-I-S.
Don't know. It was like Rolades.
Yeah, something like that. Cincinnati Reds left-hander threw a pitch that registered 105.1 on the radar gun Friday night. Was it the fastest pitch ever? There's obviously no way to be sure because you don't have a list of every pitch that's taken place in modern history. Was this the hardest pitch thrown in a major league stadium in the modern era? It looks like it. According to fansgraph.com, the fastball on Friday night was the fastest pitch in the majors, at least since 2008, which is as far back as the records go, at least in that website. He's responsible for the 6 fastest pitches of the major leagues this year. Matter of fact, 18 of the fastest 21. And of the 25 pitches Chapman threw on Friday night, the slowest was 99.6.
I think we have audio quote from the catcher here. Yeah, that caught that.
Okay.
He had that glove that was a little worn.
Had that one pocket that was. He was saying before the game. You know, this mitt is broken in perfectly.
Just the way I like it.
It's just the way I like it. Yeah. And then this whippersnapper comes along.
They say roughly 40% of Chapman's pitches this year have been over 100 miles per hour. Again, this is 105.1. And we don't know this guy. I mean, you guys don't know him. There's no reason I would, but you guys don't know him. And so guess he's a reliever.
Uh-huh.
Comes in and throws just a few pitches, but
and throws them hard,
very hard, yeah.
Yeah, or a closer,
yeah, and he'll
yeah, could be yeah, closer.
Yeah. Of course, he won't have an arm in a year and a half.
Well, you know, as long as he got a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors in the Philippines have been banned from smoking by the country's medical association to make sure they set a good example for their patients. Order handed down by the Philippine Medical Association also will ensure that other people are not affected by the doctor's secondhand smoke. Yeah, when you got your white coat on there and you're checking the pockets, trying to find your cigarettes, find out where you put your lighter.
Mr. Chapman's from Cooper.
Oh, is he?
He's from Cooper.
Yeah, there we are. We got that. So a Malaysian woman says that she wants the United Nations to pick her as the first point of contact for aliens trying to communicate with Earth. Okay. If she has her way, Maslan Othman, who would be an astrophysicist, will be the person that space aliens are referred to when they ask, take me to your leader.
Right.
Yeah. Maslin is presently the head of the United Nations Office for... Wait a minute.
Say that slowly, Scott.
Presently the head of the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. Okay. Or
do they have a seat at the round table?
UNOSA.
Uh-huh.
And she wants the organization to be the coordinating body for alien encounters.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That'd be the... How much are we spending for the Office for Outer Space Affairs at the UN?
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Good chance that we're funding the majority of it here in U.S. America.
Well, if it's with the UN, then you better believe it.
Yep.
They have a staff of 20.
Superman didn't fly, Elvis wasn't king, and Princess Diana's star power faded at an auction in New York where dozens of curios from around the world of celebrity and entertainment failed to sell. The auction held in Manhattan offered an eclectic collection of memorabilia. 104 lots ranged from a milk churn used by Houdini in one of those incredible escapes.
Oh, he made milk appear. Excuse me, butter.
No, he escaped from the milk churn, apparently.
Oh.
Now, that's a pretty good deal.
Must be a pretty good-sized churn. I mean, I know Houdini wasn't a big guy, but...
Yeah, but I'm thinking, still. And that was certainly in the first quarter of the 20th century? Is that when Houdini pretty much was around? So there must have been a milk churn maker who had done an outstanding job of getting their product out there in front, because I would think milk churns were not really popular.
If Houdini was around today, he'd look like a NASCAR driver. You realize that.
What do you mean? Doing flips and drinking milk? Or
well, no, I'm saying he would wear an outfit with all sorts of sponsors
on
it.
Sure. Oh, I see. Probably no doubt about
that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, look at poker players for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. They shouldn't be able to wear sunglasses.
No.
Just saying. The 104 lots ranged from the milk churn used by Houdini in one of his escapes to the sunglasses that rocker Jim Morrison wore. Bidders could try for the Ten Commandments tablets used by Charlton Heston in the 1950s.
Really?
Movie.
Oh, and they didn't sell?
How about the Mel Brooks? I have you.
15.
10. 10 Commandments. Gotta use those.
One of the greatest moments in film.
Yeah, film dumb. By the way, Big Lebowski was on yesterday.
Oh,
man.
Sorry,
I just got to stop. I know.
The dude abides.
You just got to stop. A section of the Eiffel Tower staircase and even a pair of nostrils for the Statue of Liberty. Virtually nothing sold. Flops included supposedly irresistible things like Superman's cape, a gold and diamond bracelet worn by Evis, and a diamond necklace that once belonged to Princess Diana, which went to auction with a price estimated at $1.5 to $2.5 million. Biggest spender of the evening was Stuart Rahr, who is a billionaire, snapped up a statuette from the movie Maltese Falcon for $305,000. But that's about it. So,
did you say a pair of nostrils from the Statue of Liberty?
That's exactly what I said.
Pretty good size, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that.
Well, you mean the ones that are there now aren't the originals, or what?
Or she's missing her nose?
Or what? I mean, I've never heard that she lost her nostrils.
Well, can you imagine angioplasty on the on the Statue of Liberty? Now that would
angioplasty would be the heart. That's rhinoplasty.
Rhinoplasty. Exactly. I had the wrong plasty. I apologize.
She's a little hollow inside for angioplasty. I don't know that she's eating cheesesteak out there. So
where would you store those? And are there other extra parts?
With the letters from the Arts Center.
That's right.
Got the R on one side and the I on the other.
Yeah.
There we go.